5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. It's a little toasty, 84, 85, depending on where you are. No rain, just telling you right now, it's going to be a dry couple of days. Humidity, it really wasn't terrible today. The rest of the week, maybe. A little bit more. So just bear it all in mind. But I'm just telling you right now, this is kind of where we are this week. What you're seeing today, again, maybe a little more humid as we head through the week, but this is going to be it. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line. Feel free to send hate-filled messages. Those are always entertaining, aren't they? We go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. Aw, thank you. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I had the sad news to share with you right at the top of the program today that there is another death at the Richmond City Jail. I also pointed out to you it is very, very rare that I can tell you about a death occurring at the Pamunkey Regional Jail or either one of the Henrico County jails or the Chesterfield County Jail. But good Lord Almighty, every time you turn around, there's another inmate death at the Richmond City Jail. We've got a terrible sheriff who just has failed that agency. William Burnett is, as I've said before, I think the one guy out there that can actually save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, and he is joining us. William, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you again for having me, Jeff. I agree with you 100%. I used to sit back and try to wrap my head around why the things are happening there, but it's a bad sheriff down there, bad, poor leadership.
It really is what this all comes down to, isn't it? That's what differentiates the Richmond City Sheriff's Office from the Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. She is just so far in over her head, and she just does not seem to care.
She doesn't. And the unfortunate part is she puts out this facade that she's so sweet and kind and that, you know, the food that she's giving out, she's trying to buy votes with. And the public really needs to realize that it's more important things. And the food, don't get me wrong, Jeff, they're good programs. But, you know, she needs to be focusing on what's going on inside the building instead of what's in her parking lot.
Absolutely. I think many of us who come from a law enforcement background are concerned about a couple of things there. Number one, we are concerned about the responsibility, and people forget this. There is a responsibility that you as the sheriff, you as the superintendent of the jail, you have a responsibility to keep those inmates as safe and secure as humanly possible. You've got to be looking out for them, and I don't think she's doing that either.
Yeah, that's the number one job of the sheriff, to make sure that they maintain the safety and security for the people that come there and the inmates that's in jail. Yeah. And she has failed miserably. Yeah. Miserably.
You are running for sheriff. There are early voting places as we speak. The actual election is going to take place June the 17th. But I follow you on social media. We have some mutual friends. I know you're out and about a lot. What are you hearing from people in the community, William? Do they care about the office of sheriff?
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, the first time that I ran, Jeff, it was a little bit less concerned about what's going on. Now I'm going through the neighborhood and people are saying, hey, we need to make a change down here. I'm going through neighborhoods. People are blowing horns. They waving, they putting signs in the yard. They making donations. My donations have picked up recently in the past couple of weeks, just based on what's happening out there. And people are really saying that she needs to go. She needs to go. She's a bad sheriff. She's in over her head. And it's just time for a change. And these excuses about I'm short, we've been hearing that for 8 years now.
That's
I'm
right.
short. Well, let's do something different. Let's put somebody in place that got a plan got ideas and thoughts of how they're going to make change in there. So I'm sick of the excuses. As a citizen in Richmond, I'm sick of the excuses about I'm short. Well, you failed for the last 8 years. It's time to make a different change and see if somebody else can do better.
Tell everybody about what your responsibilities were when C.T. Woody was the sheriff.
I oversaw all operations in the jail, so pretty much everything failed under my purview when I was there. You know, I served in the position of lieutenant colonel, and I did that 12 years while I was there with CT. And I can tell you, it's never been a time where we've had the number of deaths at any time in our 12 years the way they're going back to back. This is like the second one in the last 15 or 16 days, Jeff. This is unbelievable. And it's happening nowhere in the entire state of Virginia that they have the most. I just don't know what to say, Jeff. I would tell you that it's really, I'm being a lot more vocal about how I feel about the situation. The more I see people dying, the more deaths it's so recent, you know, I'm starting to come out a little bit stronger than what I've done. Yeah. And I would tell you, she is one of the worst sheriffs that I can think of across this country.
Well, let me remind everybody, number one, William Burnett is joining us. William is running for Richmond City Sheriff. And William, I'm going to do you one better. I think she is the worst sheriff in America. I cannot, and I look into stuff like this. I really do. I can't find anyone in America who is less competent than Antoinette Irving. I cannot find a sheriff anywhere in America with a worse record on staffing, inmate safety, or budgets. She fails at every single solitary part of that job. She doesn't get any of it right. It's an absolute abomination and an embarrassment.
Well, you can add on the court systems as well.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And the relationships, I don't even want to talk about the relationships that we're having with the police department and the sheriff department.
Yes.
It's like a battle.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be that way. We, as two law enforcement agencies in the city of Richmond, should be partnered to make sure that we solve some of the issues that she create more issues, and not just with the police department, but I've talked to people with the state police. I've talked to people in the federal government. I've talked to people in the office of the attorney general's office. I talked in the clerk's office, and the judges are just, I won't even go into that. I know they have to stay separate, but I will tell you that the judges are not happy with the current situation that the way the courts are being run.
No. No, there's nobody happy. You are spot on when you talk about other law enforcement agencies. She has essentially, and we don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but in many ways, she's kind of started this little war with RPD, which makes absolutely, positively no flippin' sense at all.
Yeah, and the only people that suffer behind these two agencies clashing like this is the voting public. And that's the people that's going to have to do something about what's going on there. They're going to have to get this person out of office because it's a public safety scare, in my opinion, as it stands now, because we have officers tied up in that lockup section for hours in or hours out. Yep. And the people that are suffering is the people in the community, because now these officers can't be on the street patrolling like they should be doing.
Absolutely. Gosh, it is dangerous any way you slice it. William Burnett, you mentioned something about donations. That's important because we know that a whole slew, 100 or more of your signs somehow vanished. And, you know, we don't know who was responsible, but boy, it seemed rather coordinated. How do people donate if they want to help you out leading up to the election?
It would be great, Jeff. The easy way, if you Google me, everything will come up. But if you want to go directly to my website, it's William Burnett for sure. WilliamBurnett.org is my website, and you can click on donate and easily donate. We need the money still. We got to feed people for the polls. We got some last minute things that we got to do before June the 17th. So we pushing for those last minute donations. And like I said, we're going to win this time, Jeff. And we're going to make changes, and you're going to see a bunch of those changes. And it won't be a whole lot of talking we're going to do. I'm going to show you just how quick we can turn the agency around for the betterment of the people of the city of Richmond.
I love it. Now, everybody needs to visit. It is WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. It doesn't matter whether you live in the city or not. Everybody can donate and help this campaign, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. And if you live in the city, then obviously you ought to be voting. There's early voting underway June 17th. Actual polling places, voting in person, all the rest of it. I know you've got shirts now. I saw that, William, as you were out meeting so many people throughout the city. I don't think there's a neighborhood, I don't want to speak for you, but as I follow you, I don't think there's a single neighborhood you've not visited at this point.
Oh, no. We work in the entire city. I'm going to be a sheriff of the entire city of Richmond, and not just Churchill or East End. We're going to work for the people who elect us. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing, can I ask you to reference this? Because you're such a humble guy, you never reference it. But I want people in the city to understand this. You're also a proud veteran, are you not, of the Army?
Yes, I am. Served in the Gulf War. I'm actually a war veteran at that. I served in the Gulf War during the 90s. And I'm proud of that. Like you say, I try not to mention a whole lot about some of the things I've done in my past, even my education. Rarely you hear me bring that up. Yeah. But I do have a bachelor's degree in criminal law, and I have a like you said, I'm a veteran. I'm a proud member of my fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi. But, you know, it's some things in my background, Jeff, that I keep to myself, my awards, my accolades, and all those types of things, because I'm about getting a job done and not focusing on, you know, Dr. Irvin is one of the things that if you call a Sheriff Irvin and don't use doctor in front of it, it's like you broke the law.
That is the difference. You've earned everything you've gotten, and you don't talk about it very much because you're about service. You've got that servant's heart. William, I thank you for being here. I urge everybody to go to WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. I'll get that up on all of my social media platforms. I wish you nothing but the best. I am praying for you in this campaign, because I really believe, as I've said before, William, and I don't think it's hyperbolic, I think the only way to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is to make sure that you're moving stuff in while she's got her boxes packed and moving out. So I always appreciate you being here. I'll look forward to checking in with you again. That is William Burnett, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. 517, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is, it is the 3rd of June, that's for sure. It's also Tuesday. We're going to chat with Dr. Keith Ablow at 5:35. What's the psychological makeup of a guy like this gentleman out in Colorado who decided to set Jews on fire? I mean, there's got to be something going on in his head, right? Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, we need you, and we love you, and your family, and hope you feel the same about us as well. I do. I thought that text that said, go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. I mean, that was, it was heartfelt. That's somebody who really does hate me. And then said, you have sucked for 13 years. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but you've listened for 13 years. What's that say about you? Jan and Ashland says, Jeff, you know where I stand. You are family and friend. I know you could pretty much walk into any broadcast studio in America and have a job, but your audience, your family here would be heartbroken. Well, thank you, Jan. I do appreciate that. I got a few other good texts I'm going to share with you. 833-804-1140, 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty, but it's not oppressively bad. All right? I'm just telling you. I know it's warm, right? 85. No. Oh, gosh, we're up to 88. So it is toasty. But what is very nice is that the humidity is relatively low. And if you like this, fantastic. It's the whole rest of the week. And if you hate this, too bad. It's the rest of the week. All right. My friend Dr. Keith Abloh joins us every other week. We dive into a lot of stuff because Keith is just brilliant and knows about so much. And every once in a while, I force him into the corner and say, hey, you got to talk about this and answer some questions. And that may be what we're going to do today. Dr. Abloh, good afternoon, sir.
You are too kind, sir.
Well,
I really appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, well, I think the world of you. I've thought the world of you for a long time. We've known each other for a long time. We're still so relatively young and enthusiastic.
timeless comes to mind.
Classic. Oh no, I don't want to be classic. Classic sounds old. Yes, timeless is good. I like that.
Timeless is good. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Keith, I gotta ask you what. Number one, what you make of what we just saw in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, one of the most left-wing places in America. I'm willing to bet that most of the people who were part of this peaceful event there were probably far left-wing people who nonetheless got there every week to talk about the hostages. But what goes on in the mind of, I don't even want to mention this guy's name, but this apparent terrorist, what is going on in that head?
Well, what's going on in the head of anyone like that is a pathological projection, I believe, of self-hatred, right? And so, you know, people who hurl explosives at others in every case, really they're dead people. Hmm. They're people who have already imploded. Hence the explosive nature of what they're doing. So it's almost like a vampire going around biting people. This guy was dead, okay? And his hatred comes out of his self-loathing for being a dead person. Now, you know, far be it from me to suggest he could be reawakened. Perhaps, you know, the greatest healer of all time could do so. But, you know, that's what it is. It's a projection of self-loathing. Which bears, by the way, a tremendous amount of thinking, because if that's what's fueling terrorism, then we have to figure out, in order to prevent it, not just, how do you monitor for it, but why has it taken hold of a particular group or of individuals who become violent because they won't recognize that they can't stand themselves and are imploding. And hence they explode things, or they take hostages, or they rape and pillage.
Right. What about the mindset of people who thought, yeah, this is a guy who ought to be in the country? Because we're seeing this come out now, it's not political in the sense that I like these people, these people like those people. No, this is just a factual analysis that comes out that the Biden team thought this was somebody who should be in the United States. They bring his family, 5 kids and a wife, who now are also here illegally, and they've been taken into custody. But at some point, Keith, there's got to be somebody. Are they just crunching numbers and saying they're going to vote for us, or are they saying, they hate America almost as much as we do, bring them over?
I think it is, again, a misplaced self-hatred, right? We've been talking about self-hatred. Well, what was Barack Obama preaching? He was trying to get us hooked on self-hatred. That's what the whole, you know, we're going back years, but that's what the whole apology tour was, where he was going around the world saying, we're really bad. We know how bad we are. And so I think it's actually an extension of that. It's the belief that we deserve it. We deserve it. We're very bad people. Who are we to screen out people who hate us when we're so hateable? Uh-huh. We've done such terrible things. I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, of course, around the world. We've done wonderful things. We've done terrible things around the world. Why would we not take in the victims of our own folly yep. and have them amongst us. Even if they hate us, that's proof that they're normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Right? Anybody who voted for Barack Obama, I would argue you did. Mm-hmm. Like, so you bought it hook, line, and sinker that we suck?
Yeah.
But yeah. really worse than that, though, like that we're vile. Mm-hmm. That's what was being preached.
Is it possible to educate those people or change their opinions, or are they just totally lost?
I am loath to say that anyone is beyond being reclaimed, or that the effort to try to get through to such people ought not be, you know, launched. Yeah. Sure, it should. Yeah. But we have to have measured, you know, prospects, you know, in terms of like, what do we think is going to happen? We think it won't work, but we're going to try anyhow, along with safeguarding ourselves. Yep. So you can't have the people in this country, you know, it's like the immune system of the body. Like you need a healthy immune system. If you could isolate cancer cells, you would remove them.
Right.
Can you reprogram the cancer to not do in the body? Well, that's elegant, and that's a subject for research, and we ought to try. But, you know, if you see it on an MRI, you ought to remove it. And that's what we have to do. By the way, without, you know, feeling extraordinary, you don't have to feel extraordinary hatred toward anyone to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just rational. Like, look, no hard feelings. You got to leave.
Yeah.
And no hard feelings, but if you have expressed tremendous hatred toward Jewish people, we're going to think that you might do something.
That's right.
And we may well watch for that.
That's right.
And that's rational.
All right, let's talk irrational for a second. Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. And Keith, you and I have seen the irrational nature on the part of our fellow Jews in America, who you yeah. and I both know have bought, in many ways, bought into all of this nonsense, even as they are seeing perhaps relatives or friends victimized, that they're still on board with this stuff. Is that self-hatred that they're dealing with?
I think it is a misplaced idea that because we inspire the wrath of others,
yeah.
that our brethren are those who say they are downtrodden. Anyone, right, who says that is immediately invited to the Seder. Well, yeah. you don't want to invite a terrorist to your Seder because they'll blow you up.
That's right. That's
right. Right. Like,
yep. That's right.
And so, yeah, I think that the trouble is that we haven't acknowledged as a people, actually, they don't like us.
Yep.
Like, you can have all kinds of thoughts about the path they've taken, and you can have empathy, but the bottom line is, you also have to, like, be realistic. Like, look, they don't like you. They don't like the fact that we have embraced the American dream. Yeah. They don't like the fact that we worship the God that we do.
Right.
These things are anathema to them.
Yep.
And so whether they say, like, that doesn't qualify. Like, okay, you say that you're subjugated and downtrodden. That's an interesting discussion. We're not, you know, no one shall turn a deaf ear to such a claim. However, that doesn't qualify for membership at the temple.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God.
Right? Even if you have a Lexus, you can't join. It's just, it's not
That's
allowed.
Right. That's exactly right. And it is so difficult for some people to simply acknowledge, you know what? That person hates me. Now, I know about you. I learned a long time ago. There's a boatload of people that hate me, and I'm okay with that. I'm willing to take people at their word when they say, we hate you and we think your children should die. All right. I don't think there's a further discussion that needs to happen, but, you know, I'm not a nice guy, I guess.
Just believe them. Listen, it swimming with sharks is a bad idea. Those swimmers can be recognized by their missing limbs.
That's right.
The shark is not going to be cowed into submission because you want to pet its nozzle or whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not a veterinarian or whatever. But the shark is a shark.
That's right.
So the discussion is for later as to, hey, how do you become a shark? That's when you're already at the federal penitentiary or you're already removed from the country, whatever it may, or you're already in a mental hospital, whatever it is. Let's discuss now how you became hateful. You're projecting self-hatred on others. You'd like me to die because you already feel dead. This is the job of psychiatry. This is not the job of human beings who want to keep themselves safe, or the government, who are, they're duty bound to keep us safe.
That's right. That's right. Ugh. Spot on. Hey, Keith, I want us to leave on as positive a note as possible. And I remind everybody all the time, you are the true Renaissance man, whether you are offering commentary and insight or writing books, both fiction and nonfiction, all of the great supplements that you're involved in. Pick something. Just pick something and tell everybody about something, because they'll feel good after they hear you talk about it. What do you want to mention?
I'll pick something. Okay, so let me pick something first that's obvious. You can't remove the Jewish people from the face of the earth, because it will never happen, because it's never happened and it never will. So there's that. Yep. You know, we're tough people, and so that's one. Now, a big change in topic. I do like the fact that I've created a few supplements that are all natural. I mean, it's a big change in topic, but. Yep. We're getting incredible feedback on 4greatsleep.com, the number 4greatsleep.com, because it's all natural, made in America, in FDA-registered facilities, and all natural ingredients. So people are loving it. We're loving it. They're loving it. And I'm very glad that I got to talk to you, my friend.
Well, I always appreciate you being here, and I've mentioned before that I sleep better as a direct result of you, and so I am forever in your debt for that, and I also am indebted to you for taking time out of your day every other week just to hang out and chat.
No worries. One other mention, Trump Your Life, the book. If you go on Amazon, you can learn from the president, who I like to call Donald J. Washington. But Trump Your Life is the book.
I love it.
And you can channel some of the president's best qualities, of which there are many.
There are indeed. There are great many traits that Dr. Keith Abelow has as well. And, well, we appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. We will talk again in a week plus. That is Dr. Keith Abelow. Now, you check out everything he's got. I'm telling you, if you go to keithabelow.com, there are links there for everything. If you haven't had a decent night's sleep in a while, I complained about that for years, right, with the back and the rest of it. And Keith and some of his team came up with this stuff, man. I love it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Weather or not, you know about the weather. This is it. What it is today is what it's going to be tomorrow and Friday Eve and Friday. So if you love it, congratulations. If you hate it, is what it is. I've got a couple of really good text that I've got to share with you. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I don't think that poor guy who sent the hate text, for the record, Your Honor, let the record reflect, this guy texts me hating me every single day. I don't know how he gets so much free time, but whatever. So he said, because I mentioned, hey, I've been here for 13 years. Because I still get people who are saying, well, I don't know about it. I listened to Richmond's Morning News, but, John left, and now Rich is here, and I'm not sure about Rich. Okay, so what did I say? I said, you got to listen to him. Now, if you listen to him for a bit, and you say, no, he's just not my cup of tea. Okay, no harm, no foul. You move on with your life. Everybody, believe me, everybody's going to be okay. If you listen and say, I like him. Okay, great. Well, he does this differently. I understand. Everybody in this business does their thing. Some people like something. Some people, I get it. But I would urge you to listen. So I said, hey, I've been here for 13 years. And I will never forget the sales lady at the radio factory who told me, within the first month that I was, you're not going to stay. You're not going to stay. I don't have to, no, you're not going to stay. You're not going to last, blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever. Still here. Anyway, so I said, you know, I've been here for 13 years. And that guy said, well, you have sucked for 13 years. Go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. Here's the thing. The Jeff Cat sandwich at Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from the train tracks, is so delicious and so scrumptious. It is actually melt in your mouth. It is all locally sourced beef. It comes in from Reseda Farms just up the road. It melts in your mouth. You can't choke on it. That's my point. So there you go. Let me take a look at some of these other ones. Jeff, Rich has been pretty good. I like him. I feel for him being here on his own. I'm a recent transplant myself. This comes from 303 Mitchell in North Chesterfield. So 303, if memory serves, is Colorado. Loving my life in Virginia. You're pretty okay, too, Mitchell. All right. Well, thank you, Mitchell. I get the sense you're pretty okay as well. So good. Welcome. I do know that whole here on your own thing. Because you got to remember, I did that hellacious commute from here to Massachusetts for years. Because we were looking for services for Julia, Harry was going to be valedictorian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And from RBA says, Jeff, you keep being you. That's why your loyal listeners enjoy your honesty so much. People who don't want to hear about your life and your struggles are too self-absorbed for words. Thank you. Chris from Ashland says, Jeff, we love you and your family. Julia is such a sweet young lady. You're a true friend. Keep talking about politics and stuff. By the way, Pixie is such a sweet little pup. Thank you. Jane in Short Pump says, hey, Jeff, way to make lemonade from lemons. You, Heidi, and your beautiful family are super special. Thanks. Phil from Goochland says, Jeff, I'm just wondering, what kind of person listens to a terrible program they hate every day for 13 years anyway? Phil, I was thinking the same thing. If I listen to something and I don't like it, I go elsewhere. If I'm watching something and I don't like it, I watch something else. If I'm reading a book and I don't like it, you know what I do? I find another book. But what are you going to do? I mean, really, Phil. If 804 wants to listen every day and hate me every day, it's okay. I'm here. I'm here to be hated or loved. As long as you don't ignore, that's all right. All right. That's about it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please listen to Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. He's doing a meetup on Thursday, and it's in Glen Allen, Capitol Ale House. Details, I'm sure he'll share tomorrow. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.